This is WUOT. I'm Chrissy Kuiper. Theater performances have moved to an online stage over the last year, and the Tennessee Stage Company is embracing the challenge. Its annual New Play Festival is fully virtual this year. Associate Director Caitlin Corbett and Literary Manager Harrison Young spoke with us about the evolution of theater performed for a virtual audience.
It has certainly brought on its challenges of what it would mean to produce the show as far as who within the community or who within the teams already know enough about it to be able to put together a Zoom meeting. It's easy enough to just sign up for Zoom, but then also understanding what it means to act for a camera, even if it's a glorified table reading in some ways. There's a lot of attention to focus as well about trying to figure out what it means to have a background. And some of these are cosmetic things, but also there is the mentality of how do you get the words to be clearly conveying what the story means for scripts that, you know, if they weren't written in the past year, were not intended to be done through Zoom. There's a lot of people exploring what answers may apply.
Do you see an evolution in theater which will encompass both stage and virtual performances?
I think we have to. I think if theater wants to go back to the roots of being available for all people, then I think we do have to embrace technology in one way or another. I also think that there is the understanding that a lot of the things that happen in theater in a moment are in that moment. So I do think that we will have to evolve, but I also think there are certain things that are just always going to be lost by not being able to laugh in the room with other people.
What is the audience feedback like for a virtual show?
It has been exciting to see what a chat function can do for a show where maybe you don't get the ha-has and the laughs and the giggles, and what you get are people almost having their own conversation alongside the show, where if somebody's having a dramatic moment, all of a sudden at the bottom you say, oh no! Or so it's neat. One, in a way, like there's like a 5% distraction to that, but there's like a 95% engagement with it as well, because now you see the audience allowed to freely share that they are feeling these same things right here and right now. And then also with us being the New Play Festival, we're also really excited because we're working with playwrights to be able to help them develop their works. And we've never had such a live in the moment ability to showcase what reactions people are having during those times. So in many ways, when we think about what the future for the playwrights, never before have they been able to get such a precise like thought process. Of course, they get the laughs, and that's such a great strength for a writer to be able to see. But this is a new way to see like a by the second realization of what people are thinking during that. So we're hoping that this can help strengthen playwrights' plays.
So it's like you're workshopping and performing it at the same time.
Yes.
I think another evolution that's happening in this, we now have the opportunity to get eyes on these scripts that would never see them.
Right.
You know, we've got actors in California, we have actors in New York, we've got actors in Chicago. We had an auditioner that auditioned at 4 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning from Germany. The opportunity that we have is for these plays and these playwrights to get feedback that is much bigger than we were ever able to provide in the past. That's a really great part of this evolution and something that we really do want to try to keep up as much as we can.